Premises, we're running out of time. States. Chazal say, Achere Ri, Loy Achere Isho. So, pushing means better to walk behind the lion than behind the Isho. Over the Rizal Zot, it means like this: the muzzle of Av is a Ri. The muzzle of Elul is Besudam. Is Achoirari, Chaparain, do tshuva Achoirari after Chodesh Av, which is Mazlari. That's it. But Rosh Hashanah will be finished, over and done with it all. Don't wait till Achoirari Isho, don't wait till Rosh Hashanah Malach to start, which is after Elul, which is Mazlari, which is Mazl Isho. Azoi Zot Tariza. So our time is running out. Over. We can have more Arachat. Biz, Yom Kippur. Every day, every minute of Yom Kippur is Mechapa. Just often listen. It's a shame to lose a single minute of Yom Kippur. Versteht sich, wir haben schon. Aber essen darf man doch nicht, alle anderen Sachen. So, Yom Kippur, man darf reinhaben, every single minute. Is. Yeah, Menschen, die ich hatte hier before. But, a lot of people have problems with tshuva. Some, the two extremes. Some people say, look, machen a cheshbon, I can tick all the boxes, I've done everything right, no problem, just sail through. And some people are the other end of the spectrum. Some people feel, I'll never make it. How can I even begin to think that I can achieve something? And dush steht in Tznach, dush steht in the Psukim, in the time of Yechizkel HaNovi, that was their Yush at that time. All the Psukim we say in Ne'ilah, Dachkva Ne'ilah, that the Rebbeinu, whatever you've done, wherever you have to, the Rebbeinu wants you to do tshuva. He begs for you, a beitzach. So, actually, I don't know how much time we have, but maybe then I'll but one Nekudah, I just want to bring out one Nekudah. What's the one thing we do the most in over these days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shana Rava, is Tefillah. I think, to be true to say, one of the things we do the most is Tefillah. Nochat Tefillah, Nochat Tefillah, Nochat Tefillah. What's licking the Tefillah so much that we spend so much time in it? This week's Seder, the Pasha, what the Ramban calls the Pasha Satshula. There's a Tehillim, a capital Tehillim from Tshuva, which is Siman Nun Aleph. Siman Nun Aleph, famous capital, which David HaMelech said after the Chet of Bathsheba, which wasn't even a Chet. So, there's one pasuk in this capital which we say every day at least three times a day. That's the famous opening pasuk for Shmina Esrael. Hashem Sofosai Tiftoch Ufi Yagit Tilosecho. Yeah, a gewaltige pasuk, I think I mentioned to you once before as well, which the Rabbi Yonatan Avish has zukt. What are you saying? Hashem Sofosai Tiftoch Bereshim, help me open my mouth, that all canon Ufi Yagit Tilosecho, I'll be able to speak and say something in front of you. So to me, it's nervous when the Yid stands up and happens to Shemun Esrei and says, Hashem Sosa Tiftach, Ufi Yagi Tilo Secho, so to me, it's nervous, all the Malachim from him will come around, they gather around him and laugh. Malach the fame. Since when have you got a problem to open your mouth and speak? And I'm answer. I'm going to talk to Mret. Yes, Kim from Shemun Esrei, Hashem Sosa Tiftach. But Emes, the Dechach Poshet, Moid, steht doch Shit Reb Chaim. Now we come to Reb Chaim, the first Shikl Reb Chaim. Oh, second Shikl. Reb Chaim says, Dav Davna mit Kavona. Schwer, zu Davna, ganz schön, Nesu mit Kavona. Like Chof Chaim says, the Chochm is not to Davna, Hulchma is Nesu mit Kavona in one go. You Davna only the first Bruch of the Kavona. And then, say, just the second Bruch of the Kavona. Then just the third Bruch of the Kavona. Each time, you do it one Bruch at a time. So it's less onerous, yeah. Is over the mass lams of shop now, people find it very difficult to daven a whole shmoneh of the Kavona every day, three times a day. Zok Reb Chaim, okay. Oh, there's one Kavona which without it the whole shmoneh is worth nothing. It's ma'akav else, and that is the Kavona of Shivisi Hashem Leneg the Summit. Red for the Revenge. Red Revenge was Bore Akoil, Akoil Yochel, and the Frap Natsita. And you're Mispalal al Domach, the Gemara Zok, you're asking for your begging for your life. You're standing with Nei Bore Yochel Lomim, Chapatsita. And without that Kavona, Zok Reb Chaim, Im Nishetish Mesa. It's a very frightening thought. A person can live till 120, and they come by Shemaim and they say, where were your tefillahs? What do you mean? Daven every day, three times a day? Clue. Nothing. You state Meister Zay. Malochim Zogun. Avek. It's a good one. Why? He didn't have at least a minimum kavona that Dalif ne meyat oimid. Yes, I'll state usually of the, in fact, almost state Daven Dalif ne meyat oimid. Some people think of things when you think about the Baal Tefillah. Of a Sizri Ben Shalayim. A Dalif ne meyat oimid. So that's the first thing. Of a tefillah, achieve something that nothing, all the Kavonas can't achieve. If a person does a chet, it's happens a chet. There's a halachos of Kavonas. When? Only a chet, which is a shoygig. Of a mezid, kemat juk and Kavon, which helps for mezid. There's no Kavon, which helps for mezid. So what? So how can a person be mechaper on his chet if he's done it b'mezid? We say we've never done the chet b'mezid. Then we say, even when we do chatoy b'shoigig, how much do we feel that we've done the chet? So I think everybody, if someone knows, the Rosh Yeshiva Zichron Livracha in the Sefer, he brings the mice of the Vilna Gaon. He was sitting at the table once on Shabbos, and there were some nutshells on the table. And by accident, by mistake, he touched one of the shells and it moved. And he fainted. Gechavashed. No, they revived him. And when he came back to life, he was up. And he saw again, he saw the shell on the table, he chavashed again. Do we understand that? Have we got a shaykhah to that? I mean, I'm talking for myself. Do we feel the chaymer hachet? Sure, we're strictly for the excuses. I didn't mean it. I'm sure you understand. And then there was an accident. And so shoygig is a chet. If a chet, I'm bringing a korban and bring him into some English and zogen a vidui. The whole mitzvah's vidui we learn from the vidui was from zogen by bringing a korban, and the whole mitzvah of tshuva linked in the vidui. And the Rambam reckons the mitzvah of tshuva. He doesn't reckon the mitzvah of tshuva as a mitzvah. The mitzvah of tshuva is the vidui. Vidui in the Rambam includes all the halakim of tshuva, which states in other swarm, now Rishonim and the Rambam and later on and then Rabbi Yonah. It's all concentrated in the mitzvah of tshuva of vidui. False, because vidui zukt chinuch zukt. Vidui is don't say shit in chinuch. It says. That when a person speaks out the chet he's done, bepe tiskale machshavei sachoitei, the thoughts of the person who did the chet become clear, and v'da'atoi is also his das shehu ma'amin be'emes, that he really believes ki golui v'yedua lifnei okel baruch hu, that the Rebbe really knows kol maseyu. And he doesn't pretend, kidu, nobody sees. And also, by mentioning the chet, zuchte the chinuch, he regret it more and be more careful. And not come to do it again, because otherwise, how can a person say to Rebbein Shlom, chotosi, tina chet, and chotosi means anakoch harota, and I'll never do it again, and then 5 minutes later he's doing it again. So, chlina v'chas, not gemach, achmon sana, mockery of the Rebbein Shlom. Kilu, gulunesh, yeah, he goes up to Yabar, you know, you understand that. The Rebbein Shlom understands all, see Avada, that's the problem. If you state us, when you said it, you verbalize it in front of the Rebbein Shlom, you've realized what you've done. Machav tashikla a bisla tesel, a little, a bit of a hatsachol apuchus. Rebbein Shlom, I've got to sort myself out, and that's sure. But we never think like that. We always are full of excuses and just carry on. So the vidu v'peh. That's what's the biggest prevention, supposed to be the biggest prevention from returning to do a chet again. Because you, 5 minutes ago, you said to Rebbein Shlom, chotosi, orisi, pashati, and now all of a sudden, forget about it all. And you're going to say the same thing tomorrow, nachabu. Oh, that's chet. But our kaponah for chet, kaponah's help. And then says vidu is on every chet, not just chet alusas, every asay, every midrash, everything needs vidu. But if a person was over b'mezid, it don't help nicht. No carbon in the world helps. Adov the Melech zuchtu Rebbein Shlom, Hashem sfosat yiftach. So Rashi, just let's see Rashi, simple. Mechili b'meichel mi, v'yehili pischein peh. I'll be able to open my mouth in front of you and lahagit hilosecho if you be moichel me. But otherwise you won't. And how will you be moichel me? Kavonos don't help. Next us the next for success. Kilos yitzach bit zevach ve'eteino. You don't want from me a carbon. Though the Melech considered what he did was amazing. Yeah, the master wasn't even a shaker. So it was amazing. Kilos yitzach bit zevach ve'eteino. You don't want the carbon from me. You don't want a carbon oil. So Rashi, Shein Zevach Chatos, Boal Le HaMezid. A carbon chatos doesn't come, but it's not a carbon chatos for Mezid. What is the kapora then for Mezid? Am I without hope? So tonight, Zivchei Elekim Ruach Nishbora. You know what the carbon is that the religion accepts even for Mezid? Ruach Nishbora. Atzavochne Ruach. Person feels broken. Leiv nishbar v'nitke elikim le'sivze. Then it helps. Person feels upset and broken and disappointed with himself. And he realizes the magnitude of what he's done, but realizes it. Not just some cloaked and cupped. He realizes it. Then there's a kapor. Oz tis tach b'tzivcha tzedek, if it goes together with leiv nishbar v'nitke. That's tefillah. So in other words, tefillah, if it's a proper tefillah, Nish, you know, Nish, turn on to third gear, tefillah, and just, whoops, get adoch. And you go back with Yisholim, and then you come back to this world. Tefillah darf sein, einim von Leiv, auf Zivke, lekim roach nishboro, Leiv nishboro nitke, lekim nisivze. So you've got to have this kavona, Reb Chaim's kavona, of dalif nimiyat ha'imit. But then, you get everything. You get kapora, afilaf amezit. If you don't think two things are amazing, think. Yeah, I've not tracked. I think I've mentioned before here what the Rambam writes. Not much time. Rambam writes in the Chidor brings from the Rambam that somebody said to him that I can't say all the alchets. I'm pushing. I'm saying untruth. Same untruth. How can I say that? This is very loud. I've never done it. So the Rambam, you know, if you would understand how the magnitude of the chiyuv of the Avodas Hashem is, you wouldn't say such a thing, because there isn't a single thing in the whole Al-Khetz that you haven't been over, plus many, many more things which are not even mentioned in the Al-Khetz. And also that of Itin Sadin, for having said that even. We think, it's just emotional. Yeah, this is the Primogodim brings this well from his father. says there's a pasuk in Tehillim in Ayin Gimel. In Ayin Gimel states, Imamati asapu chamoi, doir zu bagadati. Chazal say many things. Chazal say many things. Kiilu. Kolakoy is kiilu oivid avid zora. I see somebody being in going kas, in a raging temper. I said, Yankala, oivid avid zora. I'll keep a distance if I say that to him because I probably try and hit me. I'll count all the kamois, all everything which Chazal said, kilo this and kilo that, kilo that, as if you don't know, is there is a regardity. Nobody's clear. Nobody can say I'm in the clear. It was Azach. Or somebody's not medactic in the Tisidayim, kilu boal zayna. Kilu arois? Me? Never. Nish machshoven, shvedim, master halavan. Oh, but you're not medactic in Tisidayim, you've got a tag. You're over a gilu arois. So, and this can have amazed yourself. I can't be bothered. I'm medactic. I'm not such a fool now. I'll be 8 cells in the Tisidayim. Kilu. So, a person's got to understand, a daf whom the koich of tefillah to achieve tshuva, who makes it? Because that's all we have. Even for shreigig, we need that. Because we don't have kavonos. Aber for mezid avada, tefillah, bizman shabisa mitzvah yikayim, and vizayin acham olim yitz shem. Aber on mezid, it's a gomish helfen. What we need? Tefillah. Aber a tefillah means leiv nishba v netke alikim nisivza. So bring us back to the point we said before, that the ikav tshuv, the vidui, v'yizeh tois, our vidui. And I think I've mentioned it before, the shtit from b'nei sascha. Zut vidui, sham garden. Yeah, this is what speed. Yeah, as fast as you can give him a clap, yeah, as a gate of etta. But you're seeing, talking to the Rosh Hashanah, the vidui is the ikav tshuva, and you want the kapora, and you go to full speed ahead without even thinking what you're saying. Is that the tshuva the Rosh Hashanah wants from us? Don't say vidui. Better not to say vidui than say it like that. Araya, in Al-Khaitz, it was only Al-Khaitz state, so this is not why I said it, but Nei Sassar looked at this. Al-Khaitz shechotun lefnecha v'vidui peh. So the Bnei Sassar, what's a vidui peh? You did the chet by saying vidui, because you didn't mean a word of it. It's a gefährlich gesagt. Ja, Tainus, the Bnei Sassar schreibt, ja, Tainus, those places where they introduced the Indian of saying vidui by Tachnun, the Tachnun, it looks like it's nicht Sassana gesagt. Have a look, you see in the Mamor Yom Kippur. Mamor Yudalef, I think. Sanai Zach? Zugen Vidri? Vidri is a hoiche Zach. If you don't say the Kavona, is that a Kapno Shaman of them? That a Kapno Chet for saying Vidri without Kavona? Better don't say it. So there's taka places where the Minig is Mzuk Diyal. Mzuk, no, I'm not up. Mzuk Bashachis. 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 The common places. When Mzuk Nish Vidui, every day Shachas and Mincha. I feel like Mzuk Tachnu, but Mincha. But Echel Gevems gets from Ozum Gogu, has this forget. It's best to say Vidui, but Mincha, not Shachas. Because by Shachas, morning, you just got up. Wie viel Chatzim has Shem gemacht? Yeah, not too bad. But by time comes to Mincha, Vidui Nish Vidui, it's after more than half a day. Oi, da muss auf Mzuk Nish Vidui. So you've got to say it once, they say it then. But to say it twice, because then it comes to these days of slichas, asez mechuva, and mezukta vidui, and it's a captain, captain, captain. Where's your cup? Where's your heart? Out the window. It loses the whole chashivas. The same thing. There were places to say shir kovod every day, and mizmiras every day. Shaita. This is a gefährliche Sache to do that, because it loses some chashivas. You say it once a week. Some people say it plays only in Yom Tov. That's chashivas. Aber jeder Tuf sieht die ganze Chashiris. Und Agav, schon erzähle ich Agav, wo ich sehe Levush, Levush says, der Chashiris auf Psych Sohn, bei einem Zmiris, aber any Psych Sohn, sagt der Levush, ist keilu nicht nass, lifnei und lifnim. So steht Levush. Aber look, zum Kuflam und Gimel. Und sagt, as the reason why he makes such a trust out of it, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is because the Emes, every day when we say the Olein Shabbach, Medus, it's as if we go lifnei v'lifnim, and we should open the Ona Kodesh, but it'll lose its chashivus. Being that time, we don't do it every day. Aber so moide gesagt, Psychzoron, you go kibbutz, so we Psychzoron, a short thing, zwei Psychim geendigt, you should know, a Psychzoron is kiel lichten has lifnei v'lifnim, so steht in the Lush. So a goyse sach. Aber to give everything its right chashivus, to think what we're doing, what we're saying, how we're saying it, why we're saying it, with that, the right machshuva, the right kavanah, can sukkum tzarich to get tshuva. But otherwise, you're just going through the paces, doing things, saying things. Where's the kavanah? Where's the heart? Where's the dalif miyato imit? As Bams shteit Rambam, one of the things Rambam says when you say vidui, one of the ikka things is to come to busha, shteit for the bishlam, and you say, kacha kacha sisa, I've done such a thing in mafratcha. Asoi, the shem sataka. You feel the busha? Do you feel your face going red? Again, such nicht von versucht nicht für mich. Aber the busha, where's the busha? Das ist eine busha. So maybe you come say Hashem so satif toch, which is going to be mechapa, amaze it. You've got to say, permission, help me open my mouth, help me speak. I don't feel, I've got the chutzpah, the azus to open my mouth in front of you. Und der Tag ganz zurück, aber es kommt zu reden von der Mensch, und spät ist es Tag, also Hashem ist so tief doch. Das ist, was der Melech sagt. Es ist zu be mechapper on the mezid. So, every day, when we say Shon Esra, every three times a day, I say Hashem so tief, remember that. Hashem so tief doch, me melech, beta kapor of all my mezidim, and I haven't got the chutzpah, and the azos, and the courage to say any further. Aber Hashem so tief doch. Und me melech, fi agitiv asech, und me dem, ich habe mich nach kapor, because it gives them to do it further. Das ist der Eifte von Tfilah. So that's the Chashivas of Tfilah, that's the Chashivas of saying Diburim Nifnei Rebbeinu Shlom with the Ernstkeit though. That's the seriousness, with the understanding of what I'm saying in front of whom I'm saying them. Damos kam hu na emes ha-sich v'kapor. Im yetz shem omnak, sich v'sir tam. Amen.